Welcome back to Just Scrap Radio on BJPenn.com. I'm your host, Cole Sheldon. Episode 12, really solid lineup. We're first joined by the UFC Fight Island 4 headliner, Irene Aldana, to preview her fight against Holly Holm, her getting COVID, and she's saying this is she had some of the worst symptoms. She couldn't even get out of bed at some point. So really bad. That's why it was delayed 2 months. You see a lot of people only getting delayed a couple weeks. So we talk about how training was and what whatever Holm does for her, because Aldana has a lot of hype coming off the KO win of Vieira, whatever Holm. She probably is fighting Amanda Nunes next for the belt. Next, we're joined by UFC flyweight Brandon Royval to talk about his win over Kai Kara France on the weekend. What an awesome performance. That was one awesome fight. Fight of the night. Royval got dropped at one point. We talked about that spinning elbow that kind of saved him the fight and being able to finish Kai Kara France where that puts him in the division. He has two UFC fights, two fight of the nights. He's a really exciting fighter. He's a guy you have to keep your eye on at flyweight because, man, he's making noise. He's probably 1-1 away from a title shot at this point. And we're next joined by Jorgen De Castro to preview his co-main event fight against Carlos Felipe. Jorgen De Castro, we talk about his last loss to Greg Hardy. What went wrong in that fight? What he learned from that was his first career loss. This is a guy that's always considered an underdog, huge underdog in the Challenger Series, underdog against Justin Toffa, underdog against Greg Hardy. But this time around, he's a big favorite over Carlos Felipe. A lot of people expect him to knock out Felipe early. We'll have to see. He even said don't blink in this fight. And finally, we're joined by Casey Kenney to preview his fight against Healy Alatong. Casey Kenney's a guy you got to keep an eye on. Big win, big submission win over Louis Smolka last month. Gotten back one come after a decision loss to Merab in a fight that was pretty competitive. Casey Kenney, as we obviously see how good Merab is, Kenney did well in that one. He has a lot of good wins at the UFC. I even brought it up that I'm surprised as his opponent. That's what he says he's heard that too, but he knows Healy's a tough guy. But that should be a really good fight. That could have a bonus money written all over it. But really good show. Be sure to share it and subscribe on iTunes, any podcast platform. And I hope you guys enjoy. All right, we're joined by UFC bantamweight Irene Aldana, who headlines a big card coming up. Irene, how's it going?
Very good. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing well. Obviously, this is a big fight against Holly Holm. We talked before, and it's supposed to happen in August. How disappointing was that? You obviously tested positive, and that fight didn't take place then.
Well, it was really disappointing because I was ready for a five-round fight. I was only a fight week ago for the fight, and well, I started to feel really bad, and we needed to decide what we're going to do, and I make some COVID tests, and both I tested positive. I realized that my health was in first place. I needed to take care of myself, and I was happy that it got rescheduled.
Were your symptoms bad or no?
Really bad, really really bad. I was having a really bad time, headache, temperature. I found it hard to breathe. I was getting tired just to go to the second floor in my house, and yeah, it was really, really bad. I lost my smell senses and I couldn't taste food, and I was getting really tired in just simple things. So yeah, it was really hard.
And this fight against Holly obviously got delayed about 2 months. Do you think that was kind of that perfect time for you to be able to recover and get in another camp?
Yeah, for sure. I think that was perfect. I have really good doctors that were taking care of me with medication. And in the beginning of my training camp, it was a little difficult because I was getting really tired and I got a little scared because maybe I wasn't gonna be able to recover in time. But no, I just took 1 week, and I think that my body recognized the exercise and the fight camp that I had before, so I could adapt good in time.
And how glad are you that Holly decided to keep the fight and delay it instead of trying to maybe get a short notice fight or something like that?
Yeah, I knew that could happen, but the UFC told me that, no, we want you both to be main event, so we're going to reschedule the fight. So I think that wasn't an option, but I will understand that if that happens. So yeah, it's nice that she was able to wait for me, and yeah, I appreciate that.
And you're headlining the card again. How exciting was that when you got the call that you'd still be the main event?
Well, that's awesome. That's a great opportunity. That's a great challenge for me. And I'm proud to represent Mexico in that level. I'm proud to give that Mexican touch in the UFC in the bantamweight division as a main card. So yeah, that's very motivating for me.
Well, Holly Holm, obviously former champion, she was the one that beat Ronda Rousey. So do you think this is your toughest fight to date?
Well, I think every fight is my toughest fight. Every fight since I started this career. So yeah, in this time, yeah, it is. It is my hardest fight at this time. So she's very well-rounded. She's aggressive. She's strong. She has all the experience in the UFC. She has fought great fighters. But yeah, if I'm here, it's for a reason. And well, I think this is going to be a great matchup.
And with the main event is five rounds, what's been different for this training camp compared to your past couple where it's only been three rounds?
Well, it's been harder. I always train really hard, and well, this is getting really hard. But I'm used to it. I have trained for five rounds two occasions before. I have prepared myself for Invicta, Invicta belt, the Jungle Fights belt. Didn't went my way, but I already went through that. So yeah, this is the same training camp, but just harder.
With Holly Holm, everyone knows her. She's obviously a big name. So what do you think a win over her does for you and your legacy? Because that's a big name to have on your record.
Yeah, for sure. If you want to be the best, you got to face the best. In this case, well, this is a great opportunity for me because, well, I'm fighting someone like her with someone with that curriculum. It's awesome because I can challenge myself as an athlete. So, well, I'm very excited for that.
Holly Holm, obviously a decorated kickboxer. Your striking is your strong suit as well. So do you view this as just kind of a kickboxing fight, or do you think it's going to hit the mat at some point?
Well, it's MMA and anything can happen. This is what is really, really fun about this sport, because you don't know what's going to happen. You know, she can change her game plan. I can change it. But it's not a secret that I love the striking game. I love it. I love to be on my feet. I love to exchange punches and I don't know. Maybe we Mexicans love that. But yeah, I would love to be that kind of fight. But I don't know. Maybe something can change in the time, in the moment. But well, will be fun to be in a striking fight.
Do you think people underestimate your ground game? You're someone that submitted Beth Correa. You have a lot of submissions on the regional scenes, but everyone, whenever they break down your fights, they go, oh, Irene's just a striker. Oh, Irene wants to strike. Like, do you think they underestimate your ground game?
Well, maybe because I have shown a lot more of my striking skills, and because I feel more comfortable being a striker. And I think that everyone has their strengths in this sport. Maybe someone is better at wrestling, someone is better at striking. So if I'm better in that area, what should I go to another one? So that's my option A, maybe. But I'm always trying to improve in every area. So I'm trying to be in the same level in every area. So well, that's some point in my favor, because maybe I'm finding someone that doesn't expect me to get a submission, and suddenly I get a submission. And well, I like it. I love it. I love jiu-jitsu. I love wrestling. I find it very interesting. But my fights have been the opportunities in that fights have been better to take the fight to striking games. But yeah, I'm trying to be ready in every area.
Holly Holm, like we mentioned, both of you guys are strikers. How do you see this fight playing out? Like, do you think it's a fight you can get another finish? Because you have quite a few finishes on your record.
Well, I love the a knockout always feels so good, and in a submission always feels so good. A victory is a victory, and I'm always to do my best and take my fighting game to the best level as I can, not just win a fight, not just being comfortable, just winning. So I love to give my best, and well, the best way to win a fight is knocking out somebody or submitting somebody. And well, I'm always with that mentality, but I don't force it. Because maybe if you force it, things don't go that well. But Yeah, if I have the opportunity in the moment, if I can get a knockout, that would be awesome.
I don't know if you saw, but Dana White said if you win this fight, you're most likely getting that next title shot. What's that like for you? Because this obviously makes the stakes a lot higher for this one, because everyone wants to fight for that title.
Yeah, for sure. That's the main goal, to go for that title, and I'm doing everything I can so I can be in that place and to earn it. And I'm just, in this moment, I'm focusing only on this fight, only Holly Holm is in my mind, and whatever's next, we'll see after this fight. But yeah, of course, I'm ready to jump to that next level. I think this is a great time for me. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling ready to jump to the next level.
Oh, obviously, Amanda Nunes is the champion of your division. She's considered the greatest female fighter of all time. What would that mean for you to be able to share the octagon with her?
Awesome. Like I say, if you want to be the best, you gotta face the best. And I respect her. Actually, I have say hello to her. I have talked to her, and I don't have anything against her. That's what she has done in this sport. She needs to be proud of it, and that's amazing. And well, a fight against her will be great for me, because I will be able to prove myself in another level, right? And to the strongest girl in the division, well, it will be amazing.
I know you're obviously always looking for the finish, but does part of you want it to go five rounds so you can show everyone how good your cardio is?
I don't think that I need to prove anything. I don't feel like I need to prove that I can get another knockout. I don't think that I need to prove that I can show my jiu-jitsu skills. I don't think that I need to prove that I have cardio. I just let the fight goes whatever it has to go, and I just want to show my best if the fight lasts just 1 minute or if that lasts 5 minutes. And I know if the fight goes to five rounds, that's going to be a really exciting fight, because it's going to be very, very active, very technique. And well, and if it ends earlier, well, I just would love to show a good technique in whatever area the fight finishes.
Just a few more things. I know you have to go soon. It's been reported this fight's going to take place in Fight Island. Are you looking forward to going out there and being part of that?
Yeah, this is the fun part of the job. This is great, and I love and I respect what the UFC is doing for this sport, and they are letting us keep working. And the world is having a really bad time right now, and things are really ugly out there. And they are giving us the opportunity to just keep working and to keep having food in our table. And well, the fact that the heart is this way, and we are able to travel to some place like Abu Dhabi and having all these cool trips and cool things going on in the sport and being part of it is amazing.
And it's going to be your first time doing this, no fans in this COVID era. What do you think that's going to be like for you, fighting in front of no fans?
Well, that's going to be weird. I love to fight with people in there, because, you know, the cheering always motivates you. But also, I think this is going to be very interesting, because I'm going to be allowed to hear my corner very well. And maybe it's going to be more relaxing, and maybe it's going to be like some more similar to training in the gym, maybe. I don't know how I'm going to react there.
Yeah.
But yeah, with people or no people, I'm going there focusing on the result, on the fight. Yeah, people are always missed in there. It's gonna be missed, I know. But yeah, this is how it is now.
Two more things is, you're someone that likes to be really active. How frustrating or disappointing has been that this will be your first fight of the year? Because I know you like getting in 3 to 4 fights a year.
Well, I think I don't feel like stressed or frustrated because of that. I'm just having my time. If an opportunity comes, I take it. If I need to wait, I'll wait. So I just take advantage of whatever the opportunity is. If I need to be really active, well, I'll take advantage of that. If I don't, so I take this time to keep improving, to keep learning, to keep improving physical, technical, in every area. So yeah, this is, I think, I expected to my rhythm slow down a little bit because I entered to the top five of the division. So it wasn't gonna be able to that easy to be to take a fight because we are less girls in the top five. So yeah, I expected that, but yeah, I'm good with that also.
Last thing I have to ask about this is one of your teammates, Alexa Grasso, moved up to flyweight, got a big win. What was that like seeing her get the win at flyweight?
Awesome. It was really great. I enjoyed to see her fight like that. She fought really great. It was a beautiful fight. I trained with her. I know how hard she works, and we have been in this together since the beginning, and I'm really glad that and I'm really glad that she enjoyed the moment and she looked like that and she could show more. She was healthier that way. I saw her weight cuts and that were really ugly. They were really tough. And no weight cut is easy and no weight cut is pretty, but she was it was the right thing to do. And yeah, I'm glad she made it that way.
Well, Irene, thank you so much for doing this again. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Me too.
All right, so we're good now. All right, joined by UFC Flyweight, who obviously picked up a big win on the weekend, Brandon Royval. Brandon, how's it going?
Good, man. Yourself?
I'm doing well. Obviously, that fight was crazy. Like, right before we even, like, get right into it, fighting right before these two title fights, like, was there more pressure on you? Like, man, I got to put on a show if they're really putting me this high up on the card.
No, I was looking at the rest of the card, so like my whole entire thing was like, I have a big chance at winning 50 G's, and like my whole entire thing was like winning a bonus. But the little bit of pressure was like I don't know. So after I won, I was like doing all these interviews in the back room, and the whole entire time I'm watching like Al, like Blanche, and I'm saying his name wrong, but
Versus Reyes.
Yeah, Versus Reyes, and then I'm like, God, man, I hope nothing exciting happens, because like I could just like slowly feel the money slipping out of my hands, you know. Like at a certain point, man, I was like, maybe I'm double bonus in this fight. I don't know.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, I thought you were locking into a performance bonus. Then you obviously see Jan's knockout and Israel's knockout. I'm like, wow, Greg, I think they might choose those. But your fight was really exciting. Did you think it was fight of the night, or were you thinking it was more likely going to be a performance bonus?
50 G's. Yeah, the moment that landed, I was like, almost like automatically knew. I was like, shit, I'm getting money today.
He obviously dropped you, and then you stumbled a bit, and then you landed that spinning elbow that dropped him. Like, when was that just kind of the moment? You're like, man, I just got to throw something here?
I've done that before. I've actually got clipped, and like, I the last time I got hit, I just fell. It was more like me falling. The guy ran to go try to finish me. He thought he had me rocked, and the moment he did, I hit him with that back elbow and split his shit open. So I have like a whole highlight reel of back elbows, but that one came at a no better time, bro. That was like, I don't know, I pulled that one out of my ass, so I'm happy it worked out, because I don't know what the hell is about to happen right there. So I remember thinking, I'm like, things were going like kind of like I threw that head kick, and right when I threw it, I was like, oh yeah, this is fight, it's gonna be money. And then 20 seconds later, I'm on my ass, and I'm like, oh shit, this isn't going well.
like, how hurt were you when he dropped you? Like, were you still fully there?
He definitely rocked me. He definitely like rocked me on that one. He rocked me, and then when I got up, I could tell I thought I was fine. Like, I thought I was fine, like in my head. But then I rewatched the video, and I like refell right back down. I don't remember doing that. But after I landed the elbow, I was like fully composed and ready to go again. Like, I was ready, already gathered back on myself. I kind of was beating myself up a little bit watching the video, and like, seeing that I chose to stay on the ground for a little bit, because I think I had him in a little bit more danger than he had me with the between the two, because he landed that one flush, but like the way he landed that, like I'm surprised that it like put me, like he landed it clean right on my chin. My jaw did like a shift, and my head did like one of those like.
Was that part of the game plan though, was to try to avoid that right hand? Because everyone knows when you fight Carl France, he's going to be, that right hand is like his best weapon.
It's literally like the only thing that like in the camp they're saying, they're just like, stay away from the right hand, man, circle right, avoid that right hand. And like the game plan was just throw a lot of head kicks before or after your combos, and just like, just to keep, like we call it check him up top, you know? So as long as I can just get him doing this right here, it's going to keep that right hand at home for me. And I threw one to the body, and as soon as I threw it to the body, smoked me with it, man. And right off the bat, it kind of like put me in like a different mind state of how we're fighting. And I'm like, all right, well, looks like we're brawling.
Being honest here, I thought I picked Kai to win this fight. I thought he would just like, I didn't think you'd be able to take him down. I thought his takedown defense is going to be a lot better. So were you surprised you were able to take him down and get that choke? Because I didn't think either of you guys were going to be able to finish each other.
No, I knew I wasn't going to take him down. I wasn't even going to try to take him down. Everybody was like saying, how you can get the fight to the ground now. I just kind of fed into it because I was like, if he watches the videos, might as well think I'm going to try to shoot on him. But my whole game plan was a strike with him. I didn't even, like, how I got the fight winning sequence or whatever, it wasn't for me shooting on him. He shot on me, you know, like, taking him down wasn't an option for me. And that's not how I planned on winning that fight. I was planning on purely striking with him the whole entire fight. So that was like the game plan from game from start to finish. Avoid the right hand, of course, which it didn't happen. But even after, like, he landed one really good shot on me, and for the rest of it, I think I was just whooping his ass on the feet.
Yeah, that's what surprised me. Like, because everyone coming to the UFC, you were kind of known as his grappler guy. But your striking's been really impressive. Do you think this is the fight where people are going to stop underestimating your striking?
Yeah, well, like, so I'm known as a grappler, but if you look at all my submission wins, it's like triangles, arm bars. Just stuff from the back. I've never shot at anybody my whole entire career. The closest thing to a takedown is when that sweep happened with Kai. Is like that I think I've ever even had. So it's not like I'm shooting on these guys. I'm piecing them up on the feet and they're getting takedowns, you know, and they're shooting out of desperation. Kai Kara France isn't a wrestler. He didn't mean to, like, his game plan was not to take me down. I already know that. There's no reason for him to be shooting in on me besides that he's in danger. And that's how this keeps happening, is I'll go against the guy, I'll have him in danger, and they shoot, and now I get the submission, you know? So, like, if you just look at my record without seeing that fight, it's not going to say that, like, I was beating him on the feet. It's going to say that I got a submission, you know? And people are just going to look at that and it's like, oh, assume I'm a wrestler, assume that I'm a grappler. And it's not true at all. I didn't wrestle this whole entire camp. Like, literally, we're facing, like, a little bit of an injury, and we're like, all right, well, I'm not wrestling this camp. Like, there's no point in it because I'm not shooting in on him. My coach was like, that's fine. He's like, there's no point in it. Like, you're going to have an all-striking match. And it was kind of one of those situations where I was like, if it goes to the ground, it doesn't really matter, because I felt like I had the clear advantage there, you know?
And when you got the choke in, like, did you know that was it? Like, did it feel tight right away? Or do you think were you surprised you tapped?
I didn't know that it was it, as in, like, it was a submission, but I knew that it was it. Or I'm like, if I had him shooting in on me, he's in danger. And I kind of had a feeling like I had him backing up the whole entire time. He looked really uncomfortable, in my opinion. And I knew if he was starting to shoot in on me, I was like, oh, he's in danger. Like, he's not feeling comfortable, you know, if he's starting to wrestle me. And yeah, so I didn't know I had the choke necessarily, but I knew that I had him, like, finished in, like, as in mind state, you know, like, as in, like, he's doing stuff that he doesn't normally do.
You're the first person to finish Kai Kara France since 2014. Like, and he's fought a lot of tough guys like Pantoja, like a Brandon Moreno. So, and obviously a win was obviously big for you to get into that top, like, six. But do you think finishing him adds a bit more hype to your name and puts you even further up the division?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, I got smoked with that right hand that first round, like first 30 seconds in. But other than that, I think it was just pure domination for me. I think I controlled the whole aspect. He was landing shots, but he was landing shots in between me landing a bunch more, you know. I don't necessarily have like the power that guy has, but I felt like I was landing way more and looked better on the feet than he did. I think that's a big, I think it's a big deal, man. I think it was a huge deal for me to go out there and go finish him. And not only finish him, that's not like I went out there and just took him down and, like, submitted him. I went there and dropped him twice and then put him on his feet and then made him do something that he doesn't normally do and start wrestling with me and kind of feeding right into my game plan. So I think that's important in itself, is just, like, throwing someone off their game and then taking them out where they're best. And that's what, like, kind of where I thrive, you know what I'm saying? Is I like fighting a wrestler, and the moment he takes me down, submitting them, you know, and like just kind of like choose your poison. I don't really care, because I'm not going to wrestle you. I'm not trying to defend the takedown. I don't care if you want to shoot, then shoot. Like, I don't give a shit. But if you want to strike, we're striking. I'm not shooting in on you either, because I don't necessarily have that tool in my arsenal right now. It's not something that I'm capable of doing at this moment in time, you know.
Do you have your eye on anyone? Because to me, I think you're probably one away from a title shot. Like, obviously you have Garbrandt.
Wow, bro. That's wild. I was watching this interview, and some dude asked Dana, and they're like, what do you think? Brandon Royval is like one winner from title. He goes, yeah, man, like he's right there. Like, and that's true. Like, I'm right there. If I can, I think off of a performance like that, and I don't know about impressed people as in, like, skill wise, but I think I turned a lot of heads, and I like, I'm an exciting fighter and made a name for myself in the sense of being exciting, that I could be right there for title contention, you know? And if I go fight any of the dudes that, like an Askar Askarov, a Benavidez, a Formiga, man, that I'm right there in title contention, and then I can fight who's right there afterwards, you know? So originally it was about making a name for myself, and now I'm just like, let's fast track this shit, bro. I want to fucking make, I already got two bonuses, so the money is there anyways, you know what I'm saying? I'm making money, so like, fuck it, let's try to make a quick run to the title, man. And like, this, that's the dream anyways, to be the best in the world. It's not to get to the UFC, it's to be the best in the world, to make a lifestyle out of this, you know?
Well, because like with Flyweight, you obviously have Figueiredo Garbrandt for the belt. On that same card, you have Moreno Perez, so the winner, that's probably next in line. But I was thinking, like, you versus Benavidez, you versus Askarov, like, winner of that would probably get that next shot. So, like, when would you like to return? Like, you hope to get one more in, or do you think this, you got two wins and probably just again next year?
So I got smoked on my chin, like, not my head necessarily, but I got smoked on my, like, straight chin shot. So I don't know. I was worried about, like, maybe having a concussion or something like that and just head damage, but I want to fight in December for sure. Like, I want to fight one of these dudes in December, one of these top dogs in December, and see where it goes. Cause, I don't know, man, might as well stay active. That was like the first time I didn't have like these pre-fight, like, fucking emotions. I'm not back there. Like, normally before fights, I'm like punching walls and going crazy, and like my coach is calming me down, and like I'm fucking negotiating on quitting this fucking sport and all this stuff. I'm like, it's a roller coaster for me. And that time it was just pure excitement. I went out there, I honestly kind of felt like I was gonna go out there and make a statement. Everything about that night, I felt like I was gonna take over that night. And up until like 30 seconds in, I was like, shit, this might not go my way. But that being said, it was like from like I don't know, I just felt really good. And I think that feeling really good, just like having back-to-back fights and having fights so close to each other, because I think normally in my career it's never really happened like that, like that necessarily, you know? It's always been kind of really spaced out, and it's hard for me to get fights sometimes. So now that we're in the UFC and the UFC is producing fights after fight after fight, it's a good chance for me to stay active and make some money. And I think staying active is really good for me, because I can just get used to those jitters and like get this all out of my system, you know what I'm saying? Because like I said, this is still like very new to me, being in the UFC and doing all these interviews and like having the camera in my face. And then, you know what I'm saying, I like just knowing how to play. I think I jumped on the scale, like we did like an inner, like the scale thing, and I jumped in, jumped off, and they're like, you need to stay like 5 seconds, look into this camera and do this. I'm like, I wasn't used to any of it. So I did it for like 2 seconds and jumped off. Like, that's not 5 seconds, bro. You got to stay here and like do this. I look like an amateur, bro. So I'm still getting used to this, man. I need to like make myself a little more familiar with this thing, and like just face it. Like, this is home now. Like, this is what I do. I'm the UFC. I'm a UFC fighter. And this is where we're at now in my career. And the more I get used to it in my head, and more I hear it out loud and stuff, I'm getting used to it. But like, I don't know, it's hard for me to accept, because like, it's just something like, it was like such a goal, and now it was like something to aspire to be and go for, but we're here, and like, now that's not the goal, you know what I'm saying? The goal is to be the UFC champion and thrive here, not just be here. So now that we're here, I got to make myself a little bit more comfortable and at home, and I think the way I'm going to do that is just staying active.
And just a couple more things is, obviously you have some teammates, like Yusuf Salah's fighting suits. You staying out in Fight Island, or are you heading back home soon?
No, I'm on the island still. I'm going to be here for the next 2 weeks. I got a teammate named Luigi fighting next week, this Saturday. And then I got Yusuf Zalal fighting right afterwards. And I'm staying here the whole entire time. So,
well, I'm liking the treatment out there.
Oh, it's the best, bro. It's so good. These dudes, like, we have like a workout room.
Yeah.
And Alex, I'm rooming with Alex Hernandez, and he calls room service and goes, can you guys bring two more mats up here? And they're like, all right, two more mats. It's 1 a.m. in the morning right here, and they're bringing two mats to us as we speak. I'm over here trying to play video games. I got I brought the PS4, and I'm like, my dumbass forgot the HDMI cable. And I was like, let's just see. And I was like, by any chance you guys have an HDMI cable? And they're like, we'll check. And then like 1 minute later, I have an HDMI cable in my room and we're playing video games. I'm like, this is the wildest thing ever. I don't even want to go back home, bro.
I guess you can like it a bit better now, because you can eat whatever you want. You can do a bunch of stuff. You don't have to be worried about cutting weight in your fight.
Yeah, exactly, too. That's another good thing, is they just bring, like, I don't know. Like, I think it's like a Arab thing, because Yusuf was always telling me about this stuff. And like, but, they're just bringing bread with everything, too, and I'm so stoked about it. Like, Alex was throwing away his bread. Alex is all health conscious and stuff. So every time he gets like, because the UFC was feeding me all last week, but now they're not. So, like, I'm getting fed by the hotel for free, still for free, and it's awesome. but they bring like a loaf of bread with everything. And I'm like so stoked I can just eat bread now. And like, so I don't know, life's good right now.
And just last thing, I don't know if you pay much attention to the betting odds. You were like a +210 underdogs. Did any of your friends and family make a good amount of money on you?
Fuck yeah, bro. My family's cashed out, man. My friends cashed out. It was great. I was like, I don't know, man. Like, I'm going to start – I got to start betting on myself because I felt really confident I was going to win that fight. And, like, I was watching these betting odds, and I'm like, I don't know. I like to right off the bat, like, I don't know. I get a little bit bitter sometimes, but I was like, shit, I should bet on myself. These guys are going to bet against me. Like, I feel confident in this. Like, I didn't really know where I was going to necessarily lose it besides getting smoked with that right hand. You know what I'm saying? So, it's like, if I could avoid the right hand, like, it should be an easy win, you know? But, yeah, I didn't necessarily do that, so I'm glad I didn't just throw down like that confidently. But that would have sucked to just lose the fight and then lose that. But yeah, man, I had some family cash out, man. That was like a really cool part about all that too. Is people send me messages before the fight saying, "I bet this amount of money on you, this amount of money on you." And I'm like, I don't want to hear that, man. Like, I don't want to like get in my head that I'm losing me money and then you money. Like, I don't want that. And then I won, and then I'm like, we're making money. Like, hell yeah! So it's like super cool.
All right, well, Brandon, thank you so much for the time. I really appreciate it. Congrats on the win.
Thank you, bro. Thank you. I appreciate it, man. Have a good day.
Yeah.
All right, we're joined by UFC heavyweight Jorgen De Castro. Jorgen, how's it going?
Very good, my man. Can't wait. Almost time.
Well, almost time coming up here in October against Carlos Felipe. Is this someone you had your eye on, or is this just who the UFC offered you?
Yeah, it's whatever. I mean, I was supposed to be Benson Soli, but I think he got something going on with his eyes, so he can't make the date. So, Carlos Felipe. I mean, if you're in UFC and you're in the heavyweight division, eventually you gotta have to fight everybody. So, if you're not ranked, we have to fight each other. So, I saw him fight before. I like the fight. I like the matchup. I think it's a good matchup for both of us.
And coming off your first career loss, that decision to Greg Hardy, what do you take away from that loss and put into this camp and into your career?
Yeah, I think it was a lack of experience of that one, because I definitely thought I had the first round in the book. But then I didn't change nothing. I keep throwing kicks with no setup, like naked kicks, and it become predictable. So I learned a lot from that I have to set up my kicks better. I have to fall up after the kick. I have to. This is UFC, man. This is a different level. I mean, people seem to forget that I started my pro career in November 2017. In a year and a half, I got signed by UFC. So, and three of the fights already been in UFC. So I'm still learning. Yeah, I think that there was a lack of experience in the last fight.
And this one, Carlos Felipe, UFC debut, lost to Sergey Spivak, but looked good in the fight. Have you watched that fight, and what do you take away from it, from his end?
I was watching the fight, actually. I thought he have a good boxing, good movements, head movement, footwork. He throw combination. He's pretty fast for heavyweight. He's not big. He's probably going to be the first guy that they're going to fight that is my size, my kind of my way, same high, same reach. He's pretty fast. He throw good combination. But I think I have a couple more tools in the box. I throw kicks, I throw knees, I throw different things. He's a decent boxer. He moves good. Gonna be good.
Hey, he obviously is a boxer. Do you expect this fight to just stay standing?
I hope so. I mean, I'm not gonna shoot for a takedown. I think it's a waste of time if we try to take each other down and waste your energy when we can put in a striker in a nice strike fight. And I'm expecting him to come forward, throw punches, and I'm gonna be throwing punching kicks, and we, one of us is going down. That's what I'm working for. If he take me down, it's okay. He's not gonna be able to get me down, so I'm not worried about. Of course, we train everything. We train wrestler. We refresh everything. But I don't expect this fight to go to the ground. I'm not attempt takedown for sure. And if he attempt, I don't think he can take me down. Even if he take me down, I'm gonna be right up.
Your leg kicks are obviously a big part of your game. Do you expect to use them again here?
Absolutely. I mean, I'm going to ask to wrap my foot because I'm going to come with a game plan. That's one more thing that I missed in the last fight. I thought I would be able to get it done by leg kick because we saw Greg Hardy. We said he don't check kicks. I mean, if I kick him a couple of times, it's going to be done. Then I hurt myself and boom, I stopped fighting. So this time I can't take away leg kick because that's what I do. I like leg kicks. So I'm definitely going to leg kick him. We're just gonna be. I'm gonna be have to do it smart. I have to set it up. I have if he check, I have to get inside, do more box. But I'm definitely kicking. Oh, for sure. Especially as a boxer, I'm kicking. I'm 100%.
You have a lot of knockout power. Do you expect to get another knockout here?
Yeah, this is one of those fights that definitely gonna be like either me or him, one of us going down. I mean, I know I have power. I mean, all the fights, amateur, a pro, I always fight big guys, guys over 280 pounds. I still put them down. So I know I have power in my right hand. I know I can knock them out the left or the right. And this is one of the fights that can definitely be a knockout.
How important is this one to win? Just coming off your first loss in the UFC, just to start building this momentum back.
Yeah, to me, like, all the fights in UFC is very important, man. This is UFC. You have to win. You have to win, not just to make the double money, but you have to win because at any point you can get cut. So I don't take nothing for guarantee. I mean, this is very important for me, and I have to win. It's a win-win. I have to win.
You're going out to Fight Island. Are you looking forward to that?
Yeah, originally I didn't really like it. I thought Vegas would be better for me right here. Just go on Tuesday, fight on Saturday. This we're gonna go for probably I think 10, 12 days before. Gonna take a lot, but I mean it's a cool experience, different place. I'll probably never go to Abu Dhabi with my mom money, so I'm gonna enjoy this. I'm already on weight. I'm under 260. I don't have to worry about cutting weight or stuff like that. So I'm gonna just enjoy this.
Is it weird because against most heavyweights, you are a smaller heavyweight, like your size, but like your height, you're smaller. So he's the same height as you. So is that gonna be weird fighting a guy like the similar stature to you?
I think it's actually gonna be weird because this is probably the first one. Because yeah, I always every time I train for all my life, I train with the taller guys, bigger guys. I'm always the smaller, so I'm always I get inside. I'm faster. This time gonna be. I think he's exactly the same height, same reach. So this is gonna be really weird for me, but it is what it is. Chin down and bombs away. We're gonna throw bombs.
Was this about the right time frame you wanted?
Sorry.
Was this about the right time frame you wanted to return?
Yes, absolutely. I asked. Yeah, I keep asking, but my foot, they didn't clear me up till I think last month I got clear because I had deep bruise on the top of my foot because of the previous fight. So I keep asking for fight, but they couldn't give me a fight till I get clear. So this is perfect. And I hope I can get another one by end of the year if everything goes the way I want.
I just want to touch off that foot injury. What can you do to help prevent that from happening again?
This is crazy. The doctor said that I really like, if I kick again in the same exact spot, maybe I hurt myself again or worse. But he says there's one in a million chance to kick in the same exact spot. I kick with the top of my foot when he was going backwards, and a normal kick with my chin. So I think I have to set it up better now. Before I throw my kicks, I have to put my hands on. I have to get my opponent to worry about different things so I can kick. But yeah, it is what it is.
Carlos Felipe, I don't know, in his fight, he's a guy that likes to taunt a lot. He likes to talk a lot. How do you think that's going to play a factor in the fight?
No, I love that, man. He speaks Portuguese. I speak Portuguese too. So every time he opens his mouth to talk something, I'm going to punch him right in the mouth. So good luck with that thing.
He obviously is 0-1 in the UFC. Do you think he's going to have some more pressure on him? Because 0-2, you don't ever want to start your UFC career 0-2.
I mean, I think we all get pressure. When you get to UFC, I think every day, every fight is like you have your job in line. You have someone who want to take your spot. So he's definitely going to come with a pressure because he needs to win. But also myself, I mean, I have to win too. I want to go forward. So this is both of us.
I know you said you want to return. Are you hoping at least one more then this year?
Yes. Right back. So if everything goes the way I want it, I'm going to ask for a fight again, probably November, December.
Preferably in Vegas or depending on how the trip is, would you be open to another trip to Fight Island?
I would prefer Vegas. I mean, and I know I'm going to be in the Apex. I love that cage. I fought there for Contender Series. There, normally you got good fights over there, small cage, you have to fight. I would prefer fighting Vegas.
Yeah, because Fight Island obviously is the big octagon as well. So how do you think that's going to change the fight?
Yeah, for us, I don't think going to change that much, because I think we're just going to meet in the middle of the cage and we're going to throw bombs. If it was for grappling and you get move around, I don't think we're going to be – I think we're going to be fighting close, tight, 30 bucks, kick, punch. So I think for us, not going to be no different.
Is that Greg Hardy fight and not one you'd like to get back down the line?
I tend to focus – yeah, definitely. But I know I'm going to focus on my young career, so I don't like to focus on a rematch, because then you're gonna take your mind away for your own thing that you can accomplish. If the fight presents itself in the future, I will definitely want it back. But I don't focus too much and, I want the rematch, because then I'm going to live off that loss too much. So I'll move on. I'm going to get better. And eventually, if the fight presents itself again, I will definitely take.
How weird is it is that your first UFC fight was that main card sold out, like 60,000 people, to then have your next fight in front of no one? Like, how weird was that for you?
That was crazy. The whole experience, all week, all fight week, was like, what's gonna happen? But I'm pretty good in block outside stuff. So when I fight, I know more focus in one guy. So the Australia fight doesn't really matter. I was focused on Justin Taffer. The Greg Hardy one was the same thing. I said I'm just gonna focus on him. So I don't care what's outside. I don't care if it's like people, no people. I'm just gonna focus on him. He's the guy I have to fight.
Just a couple more things. Abu Dhabi, I'm sure you've probably seen our fight on. They have a lot of stuff to do. They have that beach, the go or the racing track, golf. Well, how are you going to be spending fight week out there?
I know I have even my coach say that I hit the switch when they fight week.
Yeah.
I'm extremely focused. I can really have fun. I barely smile. I'm just focused in fight. I don't think I'm going to be doing none of that. I'm probably going to be running in the morning, pads work in the afternoon, and stay in the hotel room all day, because I can't really enjoy fight week. I don't know if because I'm just new on this, is my set, my number 8 fight. I can't really enjoy fight week. I'm so focused.
Yeah. Do you guys get sent back home like literally like the day after? Or can you have a couple days in Abu Dhabi to enjoy it after your fight?
I know we're coming back right back. We probably go Vegas on 4, and then we're gonna be here on 5th, because not just like that too. My coach, one is principal in the middle school here in Fall River. One of the other coaches, a firefighter, he has to be to work right after. So we coming right back.
If I'm not mistaken, you had another job, right? Are you still doing that?
Yeah, security. Yeah, yeah.
The school, right?
In the school, yeah. But they give me a break right now for the fight, so I will come right back to the fight. So I'm all training now full time.
Do you like having that? Just take your mind off fighting, so you're not constantly thinking about fighting. So you have another like outlet to escape.
Yes, I was thinking about it when I was in vacation. I said, "Jesus, all the fight, wake up, train, go back, train." I think I like the job. I'm going back to the job again, because that take like a couple of hours of your life that you just normal do normal thing and have. That's I like it.
And the card you're on has some really solid fights, like Glover Teixeira, Thiago Santos got moved to that fight. So do you think you have to do something a bit extra special to try to get another bonus?
Yes, I was thinking on it. I said, this has got some good fights. Holly Holm is fighting. They have another like heavyweight fight on the card. I said, Jesus Christ, this is – I don't know what we got to do, but I hope we got a bonus. I mean, even if the knockout of the night or fight of the night. So that's what I'm saying. I want to – 3 rounds of striker, me and him.
And just last thing, are these the kind of matchups you like at heavyweight? Just these strikers where it's going to be a fan friendly fight. Like you're not going to be seeing a lot of grappling.
Yes, and even the camp is easy when you get when you get ready for a wrestler or a grounding guy. The camp is miserable, man. You have to go different guys all the time. Start from the ground, start for position. With a striker, that's the best camp we can ever have. Pad work every day, sparring twice a week. And the fight itself is awesome. I'm not worried about takedown. I'm just going to go and put it out there. So this is the kind of fight I love.
All right, well, Jorgen, thank you again for the time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, man. I appreciate having me.
Thank you.
All right, we're joined by UFC bantamweight Casey Kenny, who fights Healy Alatang coming up here. Casey, how's it going?
Good, man. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. This fight, pretty short notice, no? Like, I only heard about this fight probably a week or two ago. When did you find out about it?
I've known about it for a while. So I've had a little bit of time. It's probably been 8 to 10 weeks now that I've known about it. We were originally supposed to fight September 19th in Vegas, where UFC 253 was going to be. And then I believe he had problems with a visa to the United States, so they moved us to October 3rd on Fight Island.
And is Healy someone you had your on after your last one? Because your last one was a pretty big one over Luis Smolka.
Yeah, you know, the last one was good. Got my first finish, coming up back after the loss. You know, that was exactly what I wanted to do. I knew I'm really in a position after that I could fight anybody, you know. Honestly, I hadn't heard of Alatang before, you know. They matched me up with him, but he's 2-0 in the UFC. You know, he hasn't lost in the UFC yet. So, you know, it's a great guy to go up against next. You know, I'm kind of in a position where I can almost fight anybody, you know, the bantamweight division. There's a lot of guys. As long as you're on a win streak, I'm down to fight and then, you know, work my way back into those rankings.
You were someone on the regional scenes that was a flyweight, and then you went up to bantamweight. Why haven't you been fighting at flyweight at the UFC? Or you just feel more comfortable at bantamweight?
At the time, when I got into the UFC was when they were getting rid of the division. You know, I won the flyweight LFA belt. And it was kind of like, okay, am I getting signed or what's going on? And the message was move to bantamweight because we're getting rid of the division. That was when kind of stepped up for that second LFA belt and fell into, you know, my first couple bantamweight fights. But after that, you know, they decided to bring it back. But I was, you know, I wanted to be a part of the bantamweight division. That was, you know, it was taking off. It was exciting. You know, I want to be a champion in one of the most exciting divisions.
Your last fight, you obviously got back into the win column. What do you take away from that loss in UFC to Merab, who's obviously we see how good he is, and he's someone that a lot of people are not trying to fight.
Right, yeah, he's obviously the real deal. His style causes a lot of problems. It's going to be a rough fight for sure. But, you know, really just getting back in there, knowing what I'm capable of, you know, Merab's style kind of didn't allow me to, you know, showcase all my skills, I feel like, and that's what I did against Smoka. So, you know, everything's there. Mainly, you know, just the mentality, not getting down after a loss, just getting back into the gym and kind of erasing it. And you know, dealt with losses a lot and, you know, other sports, and I've always bounced back good. So I'm ready to go on a run now.
Heading out to Fight Island, was that part of the plan or did you want to be in Vegas?
After my last fight, I did mention Fight Island, so I had a feeling that I was going to end up there at some point. Really, either way, it doesn't matter to me. You know, Vegas would have been nice right down the road. Originally it was going to be UFC 253, but you know, anyway, you want to do it, I'm down. You know, I'll fly across the world and fight still. You know, what a better way to, you know, go to Fight Island, you know, as part of history. So I'm excited for that.
Healy Alatang, 2-0 in the UFC. Like, I know you said you didn't really know much about him, but I'm sure you probably looked him up. So what do you take away from his two UFC fights?
They were two super close fights. You know, I felt like both of them could have kind of went either way. I think he did a good job of, you know, getting the takedowns when he needs to kind of secure the rounds in those fights. So other than that, he stands right in front of you and tries to knock you out with a big right hand, big left hook. You know, pretty basic big right hand and wrestler guy. Definitely got to look out for that. But I think I'm just going to be too well-rounded for him. I got too many tools in the toolbox.
Well, that's what I want to touch on. Your style is kind of like his kind of kryptonite, because if he takes you down, you're going to walk him to the ground because your jiu-jitsu is really solid. And on the feet, your footwork, I think you can probably avoid that power hand.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I'm a southpaw as well. I've been avoiding that big right hand most of my career. So, you know, I got to expect he improved as well. So, you know, I'll be ready for anything. You know, train with some of the best in the world. And, you know, that's exactly what a lot of tough wrestlers forget about is, you know, there's a lot of jiu-jitsu to counter that. And, you know, I think that's one thing that I'm going to show differently if we get into the kind of the Merab type of fight situation. You know, use my jiu-jitsu and accept the takedown a little bit more, you know, create the scramble that way.
You had a lot of finishes in the regional scene. So how good did that feel in your last one to finally get that finish in the UFC?
Yeah, man, it was good. You know, everybody likes a finish, and trust me, I'm trying to finish everybody all the time, you know, but it was good to finally get it, you know, the way I did it in the chaos and, you know, against a tough guy too. So I feel like something felt different about the last one, you know, the confidence, whatever it may have been. And I, you know, I'm kind of carrying that right now. So I'm looking to go on a finish streak here.
And Healy's a guy that a lot of his losses have been by stoppage, whether it be knockout or submission. So this is another fight you think he get another stoppage win?
Yeah, exactly. You know, he's failed both of them before. So, you know, I watched a couple of them last night, actually. And, you know, I think I put him away one way or the other. I think, you know, he hits hard, but I hit pretty hard for a bantamweight too. So we'll see what happens.
I don't know if you saw, but the odds came out on your fight and you're the favorite again. Pretty sizable favorite. You're about 225. This is only the second time you've been favored, because in your last fight you were the favorite. Do you finally think people are starting to not overlook you and actually realize how good of a fighter you are?
Yeah, you know, obviously when you come in, you're going to be the underdog. So I had no hard feelings with all the underdog roles that I played. But especially after the last performance, you know, I feel like I showed what I'm capable of, and, you know, snatched a lot of belts outside the UFC. So I feel like if you're not top 10, top 5, you know, get out of my way.
Your last fight obviously was at the Apex, the smaller octagon. Out in Fight Island is the bigger one. Do you have a preference of what you like to fight in?
You know, the smaller one's always good, you know, make the guy stand there. But, you know, like my footwork, the quickness of the bantamweight division, you know, big or small, I feel like, you know, it's a pretty similar fight.
If everything goes your way on October 3rd, like, when are you hoping you get at least one more in this year?
Yeah, man, you know, I'll be putting my name in for one of those guys that gets to stay on the island and run it back in a couple weeks. So if that's the option, you know, so far I've come out pretty good at all my fights. So, if, you know, come out uninjured, let's do it again as soon as possible.
Where do you think a win over Healy puts you? I think a win over him, obviously he's not that known, but I think he might be getting a rank guy just because of your wins. You only lost to Marab, who's up there. Like, do you think a rank guy would be next? You beat him?
Yeah, you know, I'd definitely accept that challenge. You know, I feel like I'm in a good position where I could, you know, I put Healy away. You know, I could fight a rank guy easily, and then I could fight somebody that's on a win streak. So it's more options of guys to pick from. So I like that, man. I just want to, you know, go on a win streak here, get one more in before the end of the year, and, you know, see what 2021 brings me.
And Healy's a guy that hasn't fought yet since this, like, COVID stuff. Do you think that's going to impact him a bit, just doing all that different fight week, having a quarantine, not getting used to it, and then obviously the no fans and all that?
Yeah, you know, it's going to be different for – it's different for everybody all around the world, at least, you know, not the normal, you know, routine. Like, so everything's tweaked a little bit, so we'll see how he handles all that. And some guys handle it differently, so, you know, some people handle it no problems, just they walk in there just like normal fight week and normal training camps. So we'll see how he responds to it, and only time will tell.
I'm sure you've probably seen everything out there in Abu Dhabi that they have, like the race car track, the beach, the golf course. Are you gonna be taking up any of those during your fight week after the fight?
Yeah, I like to stay active, especially at bantamweight. You know, I'm enjoying fight week. The weight cut's not too terrible. And, you know, it seems like a normal fight week. You know, we are kind of quarantined in that area. But, you know, that's normal fight week when the world is normal, is hanging out in the hotel, doing a couple little things like you just mentioned, just to get out of the room and, you know, focusing on the training and the diet.
Are you excited to go on that plane? Have you even seen videos, though, the plane they take out there? Like, it's all the first class and whatnot?
Yeah, dude, it's going to be cool. I heard it's, you know, like a UFC chartered plane. So never flown first class before, so there's a first time for everything, right?
And being a part of this Fight Island experience, is that what kind of intrigued you? Because, like, looking back, when your career's over, you can be telling, like, your kids and whatnot, like, I was a part of, like, fighting when there was nothing going on in the world. And I went to this like magical place called Fight Island and whatnot. Right.
Exactly. You know, Vegas is cool. I'm sure I'll get to fight there again, but you never know how long Fight Island will be around as far as, you know, them having events in that place and everything. So it's always good to be a part of history. You know, I like to make money fighting, but I definitely want to, you know, write myself in the history books as well. You know, that's, you know, build a legacy, and what a better way to, you know, put in the history books that I fought on Fight Island too.
And I'm surprised you never got a bonus in your last one. So you hoping to get a bonus this time if you get a finish?
Yeah, man. You know, we'll see. I know there was a lot of good finishes that night last time, but I think the style of fight that you know, Alatang brings, if he survives, it's definitely a fight of the night candidate. And if he doesn't, you know, I'm sure it's going to be nasty.
What do you think the big difference between your fighting style is between bantamweight or flyweight, or like how you go about fight week and whatnot?
You know, as far as my fighting style is pretty the same, but as far as fight week, you know, I'm really just getting into the diet at bantamweight, like the harder weight cut. You know, flyweight, I've been dieting, eating nothing pretty much for the last 4 weeks to get down. It was, you know, it was just it's a lot harder cut. So at that point, fight week, I just can't wait to weigh in. You know, bantamweight, I'm just kind of enjoying the whole process. I'm enjoying life, enjoying training, you know, the last 3 or 4 weeks of camp. You know, flyweight was the last, you know, 2-3 weeks of camp is just really the worst. You know, the intake of food is very little and the output's really high. So just enjoying life a lot more at bantamweight.
For the right fight, would you drop back down there? Do you think you're a bantamweight from here on out?
I've been getting – well, I'm walking around a lot bigger than I used to as well. So now bantamweight's still becoming a cut. It's not quite the cut that flyweight was. But, yeah, man, you know, the opportunity presents itself. The money's right. We'll maybe see me at flyweight one day.
Just two more things. What is do you notice that having no fans on out, or do you like that, just being able to hear a corner? Because you've obviously experienced it on the Contender Series and now in your last fight.
Yeah, you know, for me, when the fight got going last time, it was pretty similar. Like, once the adrenaline set in, it was similar to, you know, a fanned event. Obviously, there wasn't the white noise in the background, but I like it, man. You know, you walk out, you handle business, and it's over. There's nothing that beats it in the sounds too. You know, it's dead quiet in there. You can hear everything. You can hear your opponent every time you hit them. The sounds of it, and I like it. It's raw.
Who have you been working with this camp for?
I got the normal team. You know, with Chris Carriasso and Rise Combat Sports, and then John Crouch, the MMA Lab. Got a wrestling guy, Bryce Meredith, who's a super tough wrestler, and getting some extra wrestling in with him. Kyler Phillips, he's going to be on the card as well. So, you know, good to have a teammate on your card in the same weight class. So, you know, let's see who else. I've been getting some rounds in with, like, John Moraga and this guy Richard Palencia. Training with Jose Aldai down in Tucson, this guy Ed West as well down in Tucson. So been getting my normal looks in, man.
Is it benefit having Kyler out with you? Because then I guess you guys can kind of bring more corners, because you can bring more people out, because you probably have a similar corner.
Yeah, exactly. You know, he's got a couple of his guys, and then and I got a couple of my guys, and we're both bringing John Crouch. You know, that's a similar corner. And just having it, being in camp at the same time, you know, I'm always training with Kyler as well. We've been training for all summer pretty much together and stuff, kind of waiting to see when we're going to fight. And I knew it was going to be pretty much the same time frame. So we've been training all summer, kind of waiting. And now to be in camp with him is, you know, it's awesome. You know, he's, I feel like he's just as well-rounded as I am. So, you know, we can, we cover the board, just, you know, us two fighting each other.
All right, well, Casey, thanks so much for the time again. I really appreciate it.
Hey, thanks, man. Appreciate it.